Prime Minister Lawrence Wong is expected to announce his new cabinet soon, following the PAP's win in the recent general election. Such reshuffles have typically taken place 2 to 3 weeks after a GE. It will be the first time that Mr. Wong fully forms his own team after taking office last year. And with major changes expected, here are the main things to look out for. First, defence. With former Defence Minister Dr. Ng Eng Hen retiring after 14 years, all eyes will be on who takes the helm. A few current political office holders came from the military, but observers say that the role of a minister is different and it goes beyond just operational expertise. So, will Mr. Wong pick someone who's familiar with the defence domain, or will he choose someone from the outside? Second, finance. Mr. Wong has double-headed for a year, and observers are watching if he relinquishes the portfolio this time round. Previously, Senior Minister Lee Hsien Loong held it for 3 years after becoming the Prime Minister. Some say that Mr. Wong may hand it over so that he can focus on leadership at the broader national level. Others think he may hold on to the nation's purse strings just a little longer. Third, who will become the second Deputy Prime Minister? Mr. Wong is highly expected to appoint a second DPM after Mr. Heng Swee Keat's departure. Prime Ministers of Singapore have typically had two deputies, one focused more on the economy and the other looking more on the security and defence landscape. And fourth, some new PAP faces are expected to become political office holders in their first term. These include David Neo, Dinesh Vasudash, Jeffrey Siow, Hamid Razak, Goh Han Yen, and Syed Harun Al-Habshi. They may take on junior roles such as ministers of state or parliamentary secretaries, and some may even go as high as acting ministers.